This is a podcast from creativeradio.com. The Powerful Story.
Great stories happen to those who can tell them. Ira Glass.
The Powerful Story and how it can create powerful content for your blog, podcast, or radio show. Here's a quote. "We all have personal stories about who we are and what the world is like for us." So says Professor of Psychology at the University of Virginia, Timothy D. Wilson. He says these stories aren't necessarily conscious, but they are narratives that exist in the back of our minds. Now, when I was working with broadcaster and comedian Sandy Toksvig, her mantra was that everything was material. She collected the events of her life, curated them, and then turned them into stories she could use. Comedians like Michael McIntyre do the same to create their observational comedy, but Sandy went a step further. She incorporated her observations and stories into a radio show, and she had a jolly anecdote for every occasion. Here's an example. We were talking once about short-sightedness, and Sandy recalled a train journey where she was sat opposite a gentleman who exposed himself to her. Unzipping his flies, he exclaimed, "Get a look at this!" Sandy replied, "I will, but I'm very short-sighted. Let me just get my glasses out of my handbag." When she finally put her glasses on, the gentleman had mysteriously disappeared. This event in real life was probably a far less jolly affair. I guess it was quite disturbing and, in truth, fairly unpleasant. But Sandy grabbed this negative event and turned it into a positive and a source of rich content for the radio show. In cognitive behavioural therapy, story editing is used to improve the well-being of a patient, interpreting the negative or self-defeating events and creating a positive story. So you can use cognitive science to create material, ideas and stories that you can then use to fashion great content. Everyday events suddenly become a rich source of material. Okay, it takes some skill to create the event. I always recommend keeping a blog, the modern-day equivalent of a journal. There you can jot down just a few quick paragraphs about the day or event. You don't need to publish a story. WordPress and Blogger allow you to write without publishing. So here's to the powerful story and how it can make you a better broadcaster. This has been a podcast from creativeradio.com. Find out more about media training at creativeradio.com. Thanks for listening.